Hi, this is David Hochberg, the host of the Body by Block Show. I hope you enjoy the highlights of Dr. Block's most recent show.
We're talking facelifts again. Why don't you set the table, introduce yourself, Dr. Block, to all of our listeners, and we'll get jumping on the show, buddy.
Okay, what I hope to do is to talk about facelifts, how we assess the face, what goes into it in terms of the aging process. Not every facelift is the same. I think it is, you know, is one of these operations where one really has to analyze the aging process, exactly what is going on, and it truly is a artistic operation in the sense that you're taking the whole face apart and you're putting it back together again, and you're basically saying, I can take it apart and put it back together, and you are going to look fabulous.
We have one of your patients on the phone right now. Barbara's calling in. How are you, Barbara?
I'm just fine. Thank you for asking.
Well, thank you for sharing your story, or about to share your story with us. The topic of the show is facelift. What made you decide that you wanted to do a facelift? Was it a comment from somebody? We had a couple of patients call in and mention that their husband took a picture of them on an airplane, and that cost him a lot of money because she didn't like the way her nose looked and her neck looked. So, nose job and a neck job. What was that one holy smokes moment that made you realize that you wanted to do something with your face?
Well, I don't think it was a holy smokes kind of situation for me. As time was going on, I could see the jowls appear. I could see the neck getting hanging skin. And my eyes underneath were baggy, and no type of concealer would work. And then I had a thyroid problem, and the top of my eyes started bulging a little bit. And my husband wanted to know what I wanted for my 60th birthday, and I said a facelift.
Thanks for listening. You could find the entire show on WGN.FM.